Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today.
Nancy has a really great way of getting the person over here to talk about the most important things. It's not easy to do, and you do it really, really well. There's something that you're doing that is getting me to go to the most important, deepest level right away, which is where I like to live. But most times I'm interviewed, I don't have any way to get there naturally, so I don't go there. So thank you for that.
Hey, everybody. Wow, we are in crazy times, but we're going to stay optimistic. We're going to keep moving forward, and we're going to keep redesigning our businesses while we reinvent ourselves or evolve with the times. So I want to be a voice of encouragement during this time. I wanted to thank so many of you. The volume continues to increase of well wishes for me and condolence offered to myself and my husband and Olivia. So thank you all for, if I'm not getting back to you, just know that I'm holding that. It's enlarging my heart. It's been a really long haul. Any of you know, there's many of you out there who have had people you know, everybody's been touched by dementia, just like everybody's been touched with cancer, you know, in some form. We know somebody who has suffered from those type of long-term illnesses and all the suffering that goes with it. Anyways, my mom's passing in the end, it went smoothly. I still have these family challenges, but you know, all of you know what that's like. It's trying to do your best, putting your best foot forward, just like we're all trying to do during this time where the coronavirus is now kind of taking on a life of its own. So instead of people, you know, bringing the virus from other countries, now there's this community spread going on, and that's why we need to do the distancing. And so when there's community transmission, we have to, you know, take different approaches, and it's changing every day. So even as we speak, also the numbers are growing. So that's why the CDC has put together daily briefings so that the media can get accurate information and get it out to the public quickly. And I'll have the website below so you can keep checking on that. So you can see that's how the disease is spreading. It's pretty predictable at this point, but we don't know how, you know, far and how vast it's going to be. It's just going to continue growing. So I just appreciate your support. So I am needing also, Mike and I are needing to really work behind the scenes because we're moving more things online. And so we're going to take the month of April off from the podcast unless we find that we need to put something out right away. But I need some time to grieve my mom's passing, and it's complicated grief because of the family dynamics. It's been very painful. And so I want to take the time to take care of myself so that emotionally I'm staying strong and I'm eating right, and so that my immune system is strong. I encourage you to do the same. I've got writing deadlines. You know that I've been working on the We Mentor self-leadership well-being spectrum and my other tool, and I'm writing a book on self-leadership. So I want to hunker in and move along on that deadline during the month of April while we're kind of trying to stay in-house more. You can still reach me at 1-612-804-8920. You can always email me, nancy@wementor.com. I'm taking all my clients to Skype, and so that we can have a video conference if we would like, or we can do it over the phone, or we can FaceTime. But anyways, whatever we can do, I'm going to work it out. And you can also still reach Sally Doyle, so the profit strategist, bookkeeper, and innovative thinker and sponsor for We Mentor Mondays with Nancy, at 1-651-208 8151. And this is a perfect time to get a second opinion on your books for only $149. And Sally can help you. We've been talking about continuity planning. And so in addressing the coronavirus, financially, we're all, you know, need to just develop other ways that to generate income if the current ways that we're doing it are changing. And most of us all are affected by it. So this is an opportunity really to come together and work together to eradicate and disrupt the spreading of COVID-19. So here's an example of coming together. Andrew Cuomo wrote in the New York Times op-ed, he wrote an op-ed piece. It's a letter to President Trump on March 16th. And I'd like to read it to you, and then we'll close out for today. And let's all hunker down and figure out ways that we can help each other and clients and customers and end users. And maybe we'll come up with some new innovative ideas to keep us moving along with curbing this virus. So, dear Mr. President, Andrew Cuomo writes, he's the governor of New York. If you've been, you know, keeping track of the news, there's been some sparring between President Trump and Andrew Cuomo in New York. So I'm going to read this to you. Dear Mr. President, the coronavirus pandemic is now upon us, and data from other countries shows us clearly where we're headed. Every country affected by this crisis has handled it on a national basis. The United States has not. State and local governments alone simply do not have the capacity or resources to do what is necessary, and we don't want a patchwork quilt of policies. There is now only one question your team must answer for you. Can we slow the spread of the disease to a rate that our state healthcare systems can handle? The answer increasingly looks like no. But that does not mean we should not try. There are fewer options available at this late date, but the federal government should move to implement them swiftly. There are three clear imperatives we need to address. Testing is number one. Slowing the spread of coronavirus is a function of testing and reducing the density of public gatherings, which we're already seeing. So first, Mr. President, you must stop the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from overregulating the testing process and authorize states to certify a wider array of testing labs and methods. On March 13th, you said that your administration had agreed to allow New York State's Public Health Department to authorize local labs to perform the state's approved coronavirus test, a good first step. Your administration also approved high-volume automated testing by the Swiss diagnostics maker Roche. But these moves are insufficient. Because of the high demand for testing kits nationwide, many labs with Roche machines will be unable to obtain enough of the company's testing kits for weeks or even months. There are other labs that can do high-volume coronavirus tests that do not use Roche kits, but these cannot be used without further FDA approvals of the sort that Roche received on March 13th. That means that while New York is conducting thousands of tests a day, we are still below our full testing capacity because many labs still rely on low-volume manual testing. Mr. Trump, don't let bureaucracy get in the way of fighting this virus. Break the logjam. Let states fully take over testing so they can unleash hundreds of labs immediately and bring testing to scale. It's the only way we will have a chance of keeping up with the rapid spread of this contagion. Closings. Second, the closing of schools and businesses has federal implications, even if these are state or local decisions. When one state unilaterally closes businesses, people typically cross state lines to look for open businesses elsewhere. If the purpose is to keep our citizens home and out of crowded spaces, such as inconsistency in state policies, it's counterproductive. There should be a uniform federal standard for when cities and states should shut down commerce and schools or cancel events. All of this disruption will have immense financial and economic impact, and federal assistance will be needed to soften the blow. When schools close, localities will need help to provide meal programs to students and child care programs to parents. Unemployment will skyrocket, as will insurance, health care, and education costs. The federal government must not only make aid available, it must also ensure that its assistance is distributed in clear, uniform ways. No state should be penalized for doing the right thing in trying to protect its residents during this crisis. Risks to hospitals. Third, you must anticipate that without immediate action, the imminent failure of hospital systems is all but certain. According to one projection, as many as 214 million people in our country could be infected over the course of this epidemic. Of those, as many as 21 million could require hospitalization. This would crush the nation's medical system. New York State has just 53,470 hospital beds, only 3,186 of which are intensive care beds. Our country as a whole has fewer than 1 million staffed hospital beds, fewer proportionately than China, South Korea, or Italy. Ask your experts, how many intensive care beds do we need for our vulnerable populations, and how many do we have now? The scarcity portends a greater failing and a worse situation than what we see in Italy, where lives are being lost because the country doesn't have the healthcare capacity. States cannot build more hospitals, acquire ventilators, or modify facilities quickly enough. At this point, our best hope is to utilize the Army Corps of Engineers to leverage its expertise, equipment, and people power to retrofit and equip existing facilities like military bases or college dormitories to serve as temporary medical centers. Then we can designate existing hospital beds for the acutely ill. We believe the use of active duty Army Corps personnel would not violate federal law because this is a national disaster. Doing so still won't provide enough extensive care beds, but it is our best hope. In short, localized testing, federalized shutdowns, and task the Army Corps of Engineers to expand hospital capacity. I make these suggestions, he's saying, not as a Democrat, but as one of the nation's most senior governors and a former cabinet secretary who knows the capacity of the federal government. We have had disagreements about your actions against New York, which we can pursue at another time. Today, let's work together as Americans. Time is short. Andrew Cuomo, the current governor of New York, beautiful op-ed piece. You can get a copy online. It's worth another read and underline. And we as citizens can encourage our government to come together, to unify during this time. We need national help and an organized plan to be more effective based on the numbers that are starting to quadruple all over the place. So on that upbeat note, stay optimistic, laugh a lot, and keep working toward innovations to protect your employees, those you work with. All right, let's work together on this. So during the month of April, I will be in touch, but it won't be through this podcast unless there's something crazy that Mike and I feel we need to present to you. But I want you to take care. I want you to stay healthy, and please take this seriously and do all you can to protect the workforce and yourselves. All right. Thank you again for all your support. I love you a ton, and we shall return. Thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, mon frere, brother from another mother. And we shall see everybody when we see you next. Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become more effective as a business owner? Do you want to reinvent yourself or evolve as you redesign your business? This is a dual innovation process. Are you ready to take charge of who you next become? If the answer is yes, I've been developing and implementing mentoring programs to thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and business owners and their teams since 1992. I totally love it and feel I'm on this planet to involve the leadership in the world from the inside out. Of course, this means seeing myself as a work in progress, which is beneficial to you because I'm not stagnant and I'm motivated to create and bring you incredible programming all the time. So here's a few ways that you can get involved in our We Mentor Self-Leadership community. You can subscribe for free through wementor.com to the podcast. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts, which used to be iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Blueberry Directory, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio, which is where you can shout out your request on smart home device through Alexa, Cortana, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. You can also become a sponsor of this program and support what's happening here in these all these meaningful conversations. Or you can get one-on-one mentoring and go at your own pace as you evolve into the leader that you've always wanted to become. You can join a We Mentor Mini Lab, which we offer several times during the year. We're focused on some element of self-leadership and your progress toward becoming more effective. And the last and final way in which you can get involved in We Mentor's self-leadership community is by joining a one-year entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab where we dig into the details and help you with the operational along with your leadership skills so you can evolve with your entity and really, really progress in building the life that you've always wanted to build. So please check out wementor.com. You can email me, Nancy at wementor.com, or call me 1-612-804-8920. All right, keep listening, and we'll see you next week.